The Emperor Augusta ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire.
When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria.
Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own town.
Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David.
Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David.
He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby.
She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn.
There were shepherds living out in the fields near Bethlehem, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all on whom his favour rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
The shepherds returned, glorified and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Fantastic. Come on up to the front. Brilliant. And some of you have dressed up brilliantly. Well done. And you're here. Well done. Super. Now, it's great to see you all this morning. Is everybody looking forward to Christmas? Yes. I'm looking forward to Christmas as well. Fantastic. So this morning, you can go home and say to your family and friends that you survived a 26-point sermon this morning. The congregation have now broken out into a cold sweat. This morning, we're going to think about the alphabet, and this is the Christmas alphabet. And so we think of all 26 letters. We're going to divide it into two parts, so don't get worried. You are starting to get worried, aren't you, 26? And we're going to think of all the letters and what they stand for, different words in our Christmas story. And so we're going to put them on the screen, and we're going to think of some of the words. There's other words that we could use in the Christmas story, but these are the words I've chosen because I'm telling it. So A, first of all, A is for angel. Now, angels are quite common in the Christmas story, aren't they? But I'm thinking particularly of the angel Gabriel, because it was the angel Gabriel who came to say to Mary that she was going to have a baby, and it was going to be a very special baby. It was going to be God's son. B is for Bethlehem, because that's where the story takes place. Remember that Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem. And the reason why they went to Bethlehem was that a census was taking place. So C is for census. And a census is basically a big count. So people had to go to register there, and they had to count everybody. And so C is for census. But here was the thing, they had to travel to Bethlehem, which was about 100 miles. Now, it's like walking from here to Dublin, roughly something like that. And it wasn't just on flat ground, they would have been traveling over hills and down into valleys, and it would have been rough terrain, and it would have been very difficult. And Mary was, don't forget, really heavily pregnant. She was about to have a baby. So D is for donkey. Now, we're not actually told that there's a donkey in the Christmas story, but we kind of assume that there would have been a donkey or some animal to kind of carry Mary, because she would have been, E is for exhausted. They would have been shattered. Can you imagine walking about 100 miles being heavily pregnant? Now, for the ladies who have had babies in the past, you're now wincing at the thought of being about 8.5 months pregnant and walking or being, you know, carried on a donkey for about 100 miles. It would have taken them days to get to Bethlehem. So we feel really, really sorry for them. That's part of the story that we often forget about at Christmas. So then F is for family. Because remember, there was Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. And we're thankful to God for our families. And then G is for good news. Because remember how the angels came and they said to the shepherds that I bring you good news of great joy for everyone. This was good news that Jesus was being born. H is for hope. Because from years and years, generations in the past, the people of Israel had been waiting in hope and in expectation for God's Son, for the Messiah to be born. And in Jesus, there was that hope. I is for in. Because remember, when they came into Bethlehem, there was no room for them anywhere. And so Jesus had to be born in a stable or a cave, somewhere like that. But there was no room for them at the inn. J is for Joseph. Because Joseph is a key figure in the story. He was thinking to himself, oh, Mary, who I'm engaged to be married, is now pregnant. He was going to divorce her quietly. But an angel appeared to Joseph and said, don't worry, Joseph, this is of God. And so you're to continue to have Mary as your wife. And the little baby who will be born is God's Son. K is for king. Because we remember how Jesus came as the king because he was God's Son. That's why King Herod was very worried. And that's why he was very angry. He was realizing another king had been born. And L is for love. Because the whole Christmas story is about love. When we see Jesus, we see who God is, and that God is a God of love. So M is for manger. Whenever you were a little baby, your mummies and daddies would have put you into a lovely, comfortable crib. Well, there wasn't, a lovely place, a bassinet or somewhere like that for you to sleep. There wasn't anything like that for baby Jesus. And so they had to lay him in what was a manger. It was like a place where the cows had their food. There would have been some straw. That's what a manger is. And that's where they had to lay baby Jesus. N is for name. Because names are important. When you were a baby, your mummies and daddies might have thought through what they wanted to call you, and there might have been a particular reason why they called you the name that they did. Well, for Jesus, there was a special reason why they called him Jesus, because it literally means God is our salvation, or God saves. And remember, the angel came to Joseph and said in a dream, don't worry, you are to give him the name Jesus. Because God is our salvation. So N is for name. O is for offering. We remember the wise men brought their offerings, didn't they? What were the three things that the wise men brought that we read about? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Very good. So they brought their offering to baby Jesus. P is for prophets. Because right throughout the Old Testament, different prophets talked about how there was going to be sometime in the future a baby who was going to be God's Son and was going to save the people from their sins. And so P is for prophets, how they foretold the birth of Jesus. Now, Q is a difficult one, but we read about a guy called Quirinius, and he was the governor of Syria. When the census took place, we read about him in Luke 2, the passage that Pauline and Emma read for us. R is for revealed, because it wasn't to the important political leaders that the angels went. It was to the lowly, poor shepherds. And they said to the shepherds, down in the town of Bethlehem, a little baby is going to be born. And so... the message was revealed to the poorest of society, to the shepherds, not to the political leaders. S then is for star. And we remember how there was a star shining, the brightest star in the sky, and the wise men could see where baby Jesus was. T is for timing. Because Galatians 4, Paul the Apostle says, when the time was right, God sent his son Jesus into the world. And so God's timing was perfect, particularly in this. U is for universe. Because this is the wonderful message of Christmas, how the God who created the whole universe became a humble, frail little baby, as we were all little babies. Now, V is for virgin. This is where the mummies and daddies now really break out in a sweat, wondering what I'm going to say. V is for Virgin Mary. And she was told by the angel she was going to have a very special baby, and it was a miracle. I think I got away with that one. So W is for worship. W is for worship, because remember when the wise men brought their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, they knelt in worship to baby Jesus. That's what we do when we gather on a Sunday and other times in the week, we kneel in worship to baby Jesus. And X is for Christ. Now, I'm not going into all the details of the Greek alphabet, but basically X, Adam will know all this, it's fine. X is a symbol for Christ right throughout the ages. And so X is for Christ because this whole story of Christmas is about Jesus. Then we have Y. Y is for you. Because remember, the angels came and they said to the shepherds, I bring you good news of great joy for the whole world. So this is good news that Jesus came and lived among us. This is good news for you and you and you and you and you and you, for everybody. And then finally, Z is for a guy called Zechariah. Zechariah, that we read about, was the father of John the Baptist, so an uncle of Jesus. And that's our Christmas alphabet. Phew, we got through it well, didn't we? 26 letters, but we got through it well. Now, you can play a game at some other time about what other words you can think about for all the various letters that there are.